This is slide number 9. In the following two slides, I will talk about the interaction of a magnetic field with electron gas, about the Pauli paramagnetism, and the properties of the electron gas in ferromagnetic metal. In short, the effect of magnetic field is simple. Under a magnetic field, the electrons of the TAS assembly are converted into the TAA assembly. Therefore, even if electron gas is not spin polarized without a magnetic field, it becomes spin polarized under applied magnetic field. Before explaining the details, I would like to compare descriptions of electron gas in magnetic field as given by the classical and presented models. At the upper part of the slide, the schematic diagrams of spin up and spin down bands of the classical model are shown for the cases of non-magnetic metal without magnetic field, and non-magnetic metal under magnetic field, and a ferromagnetic metal. All these three spin distributions are incorrect, because they ignore the fact that the spin direction mainly rotates after spin-independent scatterings. Without magnetic field, the spin-up and spin-down bands are absolutely identical. The classical model assumes that in magnetic field, the spin-up and spin-down bands are immediately aligned along the magnetic field. Electrons which spin is along the magnetic field have a smaller energy than electrons which spin is opposite to magnetic field. Therefore, in a magnetic field, the spin-up band is shifted down and spin-down band is shifted up. In the classical model, the spin-up and spin-down bands may have different Fermi energy during time about spin relaxation time. For time substantially longer than spin relaxation time, some electrons from spin-down band are scattered into the spin-up band, making the Fermi energy the same for the both bands. Since the energies of bottom of the spin-up and spin-down bands are different, the number of electrons in each band are different as well. Therefore, the classical model predicts a spin accumulation in electron gas under a magnetic field. Upper right schematic diagram shows spin distribution of electron gas in a ferromagnetic metal as it is assumed in the classical model. The exchange interaction of localized D or F electrons with delocalized electrons of electron gas can be represented as effective magnetic field. Since this effective magnetic field is very strong, additionally to significant difference in bottom energy of spin-up and spin-down bands and the numbers of electrons in each band, there is a difference of density of states at Fermi energy between the bands. Therefore, the conductivity of ferromagnetic metal is spin-dependent. As I mentioned several times already, the classical models ignores the fact that spin may be rotated after spin-independent scattering. The correct spin distribution are shown at the lower part of the slide. In non-magnetic metal without magnetic field, all electrons are in the TAS assembly and they have spin directed in all directions with equal probability. Under a magnetic field, the electrons from the TAS assembly are transformed into the TAA assembly, so they become aligned along the magnetic field. All electrons were transformed into the TAA assembly if there would be no spin relaxation. Due to the spin relaxation, the electrons are transformed back from the TAA to TAS assembly. Therefore, the balance between transforming rates between assemblies determines the spin polarization of the metal. The spin polarization is a percentage of the spin states in TAA assembly related to all amount of the spin states. The spin distribution of electron gas in ferromagnetic metal is similar to that in non-magnetic metal under a magnetic field. Some spins are aligned and some are evenly distributed. It is important to emphasize that spin polarization of ferromagnetic metal is determined by balance between the spin relaxation and spin pumping induced by exchange interaction. For example, iron with many defects and contamination has a smaller spin polarization of electron gas than single crystal high crystal quality iron. Back to the classical model, I would like to note that the spin accumulation induced by magnetic field and spin accumulation induced by spin injection are of different kinds. We can compare this in previous slides. In contrast, in present model, these two spin accumulations are identical and undistinguishable.